stuff that belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And if I'd say this isn't mine, I'd say is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
mine, yours.
Or
me and yours.
Okay. Or we could say it's
our.
And if it belongs to them, it's
there.
And to him?
His.
Huh?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
And if you were talking to a whole group of people, they were at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back
again. Hope they'd come back again.
Well, what would you say to them? You'd say, I hope.
Hope y'all come back to see it.
Okay. Did you ever use the word y'all to just one
y'all
person?
Y'all come, yeah, y'all come back.
Would you ever use it just to one person?
No.
Huh?
Not me.
And there
y'all
was,
is a bunch.
Uh-huh. There was a group and you were asking about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are?
Y'all's coats.
And there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone. You'd ask somebody, was at the party? What would you ask them?
What's the party y'all going to?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say who was there or who all was there?
Who was at the party?
Mm-hmm. What about who all was at the party?
Who all was at the party? Who all was at the party?
And there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. You could ask about them.
What kid? Who's your dad?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say who all's kids are they?
Yeah. What all kids y'all belong to?
Huh?
What all kids y'all belong to?
Okay. And say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
both of
them. Or they better do that. No one's going to help them. They better do that.
Both?
Huh?
What?
If no one will help them do that, you say they've got to do that for
both of them.
Uh-huh. And you say they're old enough to look out for
themselves.
And he's old enough to do that.
Seth.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Huh?
Something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Biscuit?
Okay, what else?
Cake.
What about something that...
Tea cake?
Uh-huh. Or something that comes in a loaf and it rise.
Huh? You talking about light bread?
Uh-huh. What would they put in it to make it rise?
Yeast, are you?
And talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You'd say a sack might have 5 or 10
pounds.
And you say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
Bulk bread.
And something fried in deep fat with a hole in the center would be a...
Donut.
Okay. And something, you make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 of these. Eat them for breakfast.
Pancake.
Okay. And what different things are made out of cornmeal?
Tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Do people eat those around here?
Yeah.
What else?
Cornbread. We have eat it for breakfast.
Huh?
Way back then we'd eat it for breakfast.
Uh-huh. Cornmeal?
Yeah. Like during the Depression, I remember we eat it for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Just after the Depression.
What about
pretty good for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Cornmeal and salt and water. You'd make something you could eat with
hot
food.
Water, cornbread.
Uh-huh. Or something you'd eat with a spoon. Did you ever hear of mush or push push?
Yeah. Make a mush out.